Colin, you are a candidate for a national FFA office here in 2012. What was it that pointed you in that direction?
Well, my freshman year of high school, we had a student teacher who was talking a little bit about national convention and the national officers. And back then, I just thought, well, man, that'd be kind of cool. And turned out, you know, I really wanted to be a state officer. And after becoming a state officer, I thought, man, this could all be real. I could actually try out for this national officer thing. So I decided, you know, it was such an honor to serve all the members of the National FFA, and it had been a goal of mine since my freshman year of high school, so it's, you know, come too far not to try.
So where is the support coming from right now?
A lot of my family is supporting me, which is just absolutely wonderful. A lot of friends at Ohio State are really helping me out a lot. I've had a lot of past national officer candidates and a lot of past national officers help me out and talk to me about, you know, what I'll be feeling and how to handle that. And then, of course, our state staff at Ohio FFA is just incredible, just absolutely incredible.
Well, you are getting ready to head here on Friday over to Indiana to prepare for the national FFA convention. How are you feeling?
I have a lot of different emotions right now. I feel excited, extremely excited, nervous all at the same time. You know, I've been working towards this for a long time, and so it's almost to the point where I'm ready to get started. I'm ready for the interviews. I'm hungry for it. So, yeah, a lot of different emotions.
Give us a sense of how you've prepared yourself to run for a national office.
All right. Well, I was selected as candidate last April, and through the summer I worked at Ohio FFA Camp Muskingum, which kind of kept me in the loop with FFA members, kind of kept me motivated towards the FFA. Starting towards the end of July, early August, I sent in my application, and from there I've been studying for the tests. This year's main topic in the interviews is agriculture, and so I've been studying a lot of the current agricultural issues as well as ag ed issues and FFA issues, and been doing a lot of that as well as practicing speeches and practicing presentations with others around the state with some chapters like the Marion Local FFA chapter. Got the chance to practice a few facilitation rounds with them, and it was truly a blessing. And so just things like that, just constantly practicing and constantly studying.
You are a sophomore at the Ohio State University. If elected, that means you would be taking a year off from school.
Yes, that's correct.
Something you're willing to do?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, it was put in perspective. If I'm not elected, then I'm doing the exact same thing I'm doing now. And if I am elected, then I'm just putting off what I'm doing right now just 1 year to do something even better. And so definitely willing to put off 1 year of school.
What would it mean to Colin Barclay to be elected a national FFA officer?
Oh, man, what would it mean? I'll tell you, it would mean a lot to me. I mean, for me, it's not about wearing a different FFA jacket. It's not about being up on the stage. For me, it's being able to serve over 500,000 people. For me, it's about being able to advocate for agriculture and for our organization. And for me, it's about sending a message, you know, that the best is yet to come, the best in agriculture, the best in our organization, and the best in each and every student.
Let me ask, Colin, when you look back on your FFA career, has it pointed you in a career direction?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, going into high school, I knew I sort of wanted to be in agriculture. I mean, maybe, you know, worked on my grandfather's farm growing up. But this kind of solidified the fact that, you know, I want to be in agriculture. I want to be advocating. I want to be working in the field someday as an agronomist. you know, I definitely want to stick with my roots of agriculture.
So what makes Colin Barclay stand apart from others?
Well, I would like to think that my personality, hopefully, you know, I love to have a good time and relax with people. I like to connect. That I would say is my biggest strength, is my positive attitude and being able to connect with every person I meet. And so hopefully that will allow me to stand apart at least a little.
Colin, I'm hoping that come a week from Saturday that I'll have an opportunity to meet you off stage and shake your hand as a new national FFA officer.
Oh, man, I hope so, too. Yeah, that'd be really great.